What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just remember that line all day long.
I'm an AG.
I don't give a blank.
Get out of here.
I'm an AG.
In that very last one, he closes the cop door before she can get the G out.
Good.
All right. So, Sam, I walk in. They're playing this video. They're all dying laughing.
It's very funny.
What happened? And by the way, AG does stand for Attorney General.
It does, yes.
The woman at the center of this story is not an Attorney General. She's an assistant DA. She's an ADA.
Correct.
Let's preface this with everything is alleged so far, because she's obviously well-versed with the law, and I would like to not become...
I would argue not as well-versed with the law.
It's all alleged, yet caught on tape. So what happened?
So this is body cam footage of the AG, not the AG, an AG in Rhode Island. They were apparently out at a restaurant, her and a friend and a couple of guys. I don't know what they did to get on the bad side of the establishment. However,
they were drunk and annoying.
Yeah. They called the cops. Cops showed up, said, you got to go. They said no. And it is 5.5 minutes of pure sadness, quite frankly. It's hilarious, but it's sad.
It gets worse and worse. Do you know who I am?
She says over and over again, as you heard, I'm an AG. He basically says, I don't give a blank.
I don't care.
You have to leave. She starts to tell him what his protocols are because she's an AG. And he goes, well, that must be some crazy lawyer blank. And just continues detaining her, saying, you must go.
Were they put in handcuffs?
They were both put in handcuffs. Now, once she finally realized I'm not winning this fight, an AG decided that she was going to comply and get in the car. She did, right? Everything was fine. Her friend, however, started kicking aggressively.
They don't like that.
Was kicking the door open every time the cop would try to close the door.
Yeah. Now she would stick her foot
back out of the door. She wiggled her way out of the handcuffs at one point. It just got
probably
worse
not the first time.
And worse and worse.
I imagine alcohol was involved.
There was not a single sober cell in either of their bodies, if I had to guess. But it's all alleged.
They try to go back inside, and at one point, the maitre d' says, you want to trespass? Because they've been asked to leave. And so at that point, they are trespassing.
Well, the person at the front desk outside of the restaurant or bar or whatever it is literally telling the police officers, take them away.
Yeah, he goes,
they're annoying us.
They are trespassing.
Arrest them. Do whatever you got to do. Just get them out of my face. And again, we don't know what led up to this.
Buddy. She says to the officer, buddy, you're going to regret this. You are going to regret it. And then listen to the very last time she says, I'm an AG. He slams the police officer door before she can get the G out.
He's going to regret it, but in a whole different way.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
You're an A what?
I'm a what?
Click.
She's smiling.
She has been employed with the Attorney General's office.
No, she's an AG.
7 years.
She's an AG.
I think we've established that.
Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy, okay?
So the friend initially is the one that's playing along. So you got the two guys that are like, hey, let's just not make this worse for us.
This is going to ruin the tour.
Go ahead and leave. And then the AG is like, no, I must stand on my principles because I know the law.
I don't want to arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us. Number two.
So let's leave. We got to go.
She's a lawyer.
I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a Let's go.
good for you. I don't give a blank. Let's go. Good for him.
Ms. Flanagan has been employed with the office for approximately 7 years and is currently assigned to the appellate unit of the criminal division. Quote, the office has immediately started a review of the incident, which we anticipate will conclude within the next few days.
And with her termination.
The office said it was unable to comment further on the incident as it now relates to, quote, personnel issues.
Mm-hmm. She also demanded that he turn his body cam off. I'm assuming that's so that she could say that she's an AG off the body cam over and over again. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But she said, your protocol, she's telling the officer, your
protocol is
to turn the body cam off if the citizen demands it. And he goes, no, it's not.
In fact, I would argue that's anti-protocol.
They tried. Listen to the officer. They want you guys to leave. Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy.
These are the guys in the group. Like, come on, ladies, let's go.
And that's the police officer who says, they want you to leave. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Right?
No, I don't know if they're boyfriends. I don't know what they are. There were two guys and two girls. The two guys were like, let's just go, guys.
The officer then walks over to the restaurant's host station. Do you guys want them out? Do you want them trespassed?
And that's when the host says, we want them
anything,
out of here.
Yes, anything we can do. Cuff them, please, the man says.
Which makes you wonder, what was going on before the police got there? How annoying do you have to be? Because she's a good-looking young lady, and so is her friend. Mm. Bars want good-looking young ladies in their bars. How annoying did you have to be that they want you gone?
The actual AG has weighed in.
By the way, allegedly.
Rhode Island allegedly, Attorney yeah. General whatever. Peter Nerona, the AG, addressed the incident on a talk radio show this morning. He said that she has not been placed on leave, but, yep. quote, a strong sanction would be coming, including a suspension without pay, if he decides to retain her with the office. Quote, look, she's put me in a bad position. Mm-hmm. She has embarrassed herself, humiliated herself, treated the Newport Police Department horribly. She's going to take some steps to try to address that in the next day or so. He did say an apology to the Newport Police Department is, quote, clearly necessary, and she understands that. It was inexcusable behavior.
She's a f-ing lawyer.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a
I love this cop.
When did this happen?
Presumably over the weekend.
A couple of days ago, but Dan, listen to this.
Drunk girl Friday night.
She is his employee, the actual attorney general. He made her sit down sober at work and watch the entire body camera video.
That's hard to do.
And then he said, this is the worst that your boss could do. I'm going to make you watch this. And then he said to her, you come with me and tell me when you're ready what's going to make this right.
And tell me how you think you acted now that you've seen it.
Nope. He just said, you watch this.
Wow.
He said, take a couple of days and then I want you to come to me and you tell me how we make this right.
Good.
Because think about it. Is it possible she's going to have cases moving forward that would involve this police department? We don't know.
Almost every case moving forward would involve that police department.
It's the state's attorney general office.
Okay.
But,
I see what you're saying.
You know,
it's a small state.
It's a small state. And so there is a work product issue, is there not?
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
I don't give a blank. Let's go.
Maybe she was saying she was part of a sorority. I'm a alpha, gamma something.
No, I don't think that's what it was, Dan.
Mm.
That would maybe be true if she were not an employee of the Attorney General's office.
Fair point.
But she is.
It's their own office that put into place the body cam protocol. It's that Attorney General's office that put in, he says this in the interview, it was our office that crafted the policy for the police department's body camera policy, okay?
Good for them.
And he said, I'm really glad that they are on every police officer in the state and that, yes, she misstated the body camera protocol.
You cannot ask the cop to turn off their body camera.
Wait, so it's conceivable that she helped write that protocol?
I think that's a stretch.
Okay, okay.
The office drafted the current protocol.
Gotcha.
The whole I'm an AG thing is funny, but why do I just, I feel bad and I cringe and I know I shouldn't feel bad. He makes the point in a later interview, she has children, they're going to say, this is just one of those, you would give anything to put this genie back in the bottle.
Well, of course you
would. Give anything to not have had this happen, but it did.
And therefore, you are responsible for your own behavior in public.
Amen. There are consequences for that behavior.
Yes.
Because I'm an AG is now a catchphrase.
Should you be treated differently because of your status, whether that's income, whether that's job title?
That's the other problem when she's saying I'm an AG.
Who cares?
You hear him say, I don't care.
A blank.
Who cares?
And will she consider that on future cases? Well, you know, he may have killed a family of four, but, you know.
He's an AG.
He's a lawyer.
I don't know what the future holds for me. And if, God forbid, someday I get into some trouble, I would hope that that doesn't happen. I guarantee you one thing I'm never going to say is, do you know who I am?
Police officers love it when you do that.
You automatically become a trophy the second you say, do you know who I am?
Well, for some people, they
yes,
already
I do,
know.
And get in the car.
For some people, they already know who you are. So,
well, that's true. 913-586.
I'm Scott. Slam.
I'm half of Dayton. Slam.
KMB. 913-586-7798. Here on Dayton.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
There is a reason we are playing Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, one of their most iconic songs, one of the most iconic album covers of all time, because Ronnie Rondell Jr., you've never heard the name. He is the man on the front cover of Wish You Were Here who is set on fire, has died at the age of 88.
I saw that headline and I had to read it again because I thought it said a man who was set on fire for an album cover has died at the age of 88.
Dana, he was one of two men on the album cover. One is on fire, and one is not.
They are shaking hands in the middle of the road of the typical Hollywood studio neighborhood.
Yeah, but before, like, CGI. Okay, I've never seen that.
So he was literally set on fire for the album cover.
I hope he got paid handsomely for that.
He died. He was 88.
I can appreciate album artwork and Pink Floyd's success. I have never seen that image, and I'm sure it's an really iconic album image. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's one of their greatest albums. Yeah, right there on a Hollywood set, he set himself on fire and shook the guy's hand. Okay, good times. 50 highest paying jobs in America. We're going to cut it down to the top 10.
Is one being an AG?
No, one is not. Would you care to guess what field they are all in?
Are they computerish?
Nope.
Engineerish?
Nope.
Medicalish?
Yep.
Wow.
All the top 10. How did athlete or actor? Well, I guess there's enough actors who make, you know, $75,000 a year.
Yeah,
or
I
less.
Think that
drag down the average.
Because you're still technically a professional football player if you're only making $15,000 a year. Looking at you, Arena League.
Number 10, neurologist.
Wait, how is neurologist number 10? Shouldn't that be one?
We all got in the wrong field. Let's just put it that way.
No, we didn't. You would not want me working on somebody's brain.
That is a fact.
I cannot believe neurologist is number 10. I would have guessed that's number one.
Neurologist is number 10.
Okay. Well, heart surgeon person, cardiologist.
Hang on. Well, I know what they're called.
Just making sure.
How insulting. Number two. Shut up, Dan. I heard you.
Cardiologist is two. Neurologist is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Nephrologist. Transplant doctors.
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't even make the top 10.
Plastic surgeons.
Nope. Wait. Nope.
Sam?
I put the list together.
He knows the answer.
I do.
They're all medical. It's like all, medical all is like medical researcher up there, like pharmaceutical research.
Wait, I want to guess. Is it pediatric surgeon?
Pediatric surgeon is number one.
What? I'm good.
Cheater.
With a mean hourly wage of $216 an hour.
Reconstructive surgery, orthopedics. No.
Orthopedic surgeon, number three.
Okay. All right, give me the rest.
Number nine.
I'm out of my surgeon dictionary runneth dry.
Ophthalmologist.
Okay.
Number eight, ER doc.
Wait a minute. You're telling me ophthalmologists make more than neurosurgeons?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Eight was what?
ER doc.
Okay.
Number seven, anesthesiologist.
Of course, those are so important.
Number six.
So expensive.
Number six, dermatologists.
Derms.
Number five, radiologist.
Okay.
Number four, oral and
maxillofacial.
Maxillofacial.
Yep.
Surgeons.
That's mouth reconstruction when you go through trauma.
The windshield of a car.
Well, I was going to say it, and then I stopped because I'm trying to be nicer and kinder, and then you ripped me right back into reality. Didn't you hear me pause? I go, that's for facial trauma. Keep going. We need them.
Number three, orthopedic surgeon. Number two, cardiologist. Number one, pediatric surgeon.
I agree with everything, but I do not understand.
When did you decide you were going to get nicer?
How neurology and neurologist is number 10.
I would like to dive into that a little bit. When did you decide you were going to get nicer?
Just that,
is this an overall thing?
No, like in that.
Is it just about my face?
In that moment, I thought, well, I'm not going to say that. I don't need to say that. Oral maxillofacial, I know what that is. My son was in a car wreck and needed oral maxillofacial
things. Oh, don't try to bring this home.
I'm just saying, I knew what that was because we needed that person years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There, see? Kinder, nicer. You're welcome.
Did he need his nose sewn back onto his face?
No, but he needed his lip sewn back on to the little thing that attaches your lip to the thing below the teeth. I mean, it was bad.
What is that little white thing down there?
That is the thing that ripped apart when, and you know what he was doing, sort of like you? You know, your buddy was doing this to the ice.
He was tapping the ice out of a Route 66 from Sonic, yes.
Tapping the ice out, did not, was obviously.
Wasn't paying attention,
mm-hmm. Hits the car. Jack was leaning forward to grab his drink and change the radio station. He was seatbelted in, but he leaned forward.
What is it about the radio?
As the wreck happened.
I was trying to fix the Motley Crue cassette that kept flipping
he
back
was
over.
Leaning forward as the airbag deployed.
Huh.
And it ripped that, whatever you call it, down right there.
The what?
You do not want stitches on that part of your body, I'm telling you right now. Right down there. Okay, if you chew tobacco, like, those guys that do that, down there, ripped apart.
Right. We got it.
These descriptions are killing me.
I'm just telling you, I don't know what else to call it except where you guys put that gross stuff.
If you chew tobacco, like...
I don't know what you do with that. It's so gross. But, I mean, after that wreck, had Jack been chewing tobacco, it would have just flown right out. He wouldn't have to spit it out because there was a hole in
his face. Remember that guy in the plane? Who was chewing tobacco?
I don't want to talk about it.
You remember what it looked like through that clear cup?
Yeah, I do. It's disgusting.
By the way, that flap of skin you're talking about is the mandibular.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
Uh-oh.
Frenulum?
The what?
Yeah, that one.
You want to put that
he
one in the pronouncer?
He had an injury to his mandibular frenulum.
Frenulum.
Frenulum. Frenulum? Man, I was really confident when I started that.
Man, you really ended
a lot of syllables, a lot of consonants.
913-586. Dan, you want to weigh in on the pronunciation of the mandibular frenulum?
Mandibular frenulum?
Wow.
Go away, Dan.
You sound like a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look.
913.
Go write the news.
586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Wow, we're digging deep. Wolf Mother here on Dana and Parks. Not bad. Not bad at all.
It's quite the groove.
From the text line, hey, Scott, Sonic does not sell a Route 66. It's a Route 44. Regardless, it's too big of a cup and it costs me a nose.
Well, you were mildly DeLulu.
We were sober.
Well, not after you went through the windshield. You were DeLulu.
Oh. We were coming back from
track
DeLulu, practice.
By DeLulu, you mean he needed a maxillocranial facial dude and an anesthesiologist.
Needed a new
nose. Thought we were going to try to be nicer.
No, I'm just saying. You're right. I am trying to be nicer.
You just laid in.
We kid because we love you. You know that.
I know. Sam, we did take in on your recommendation last night, The Kingdom on ESPN.
My God, I'm on episode 3 and I almost stayed up on it.
Tell me everything.
It's a good one. It is worth it. It is the behind the scenes access and the history, even though you know most of the history, is incredible.
And episode 2 just keeps on getting better.
And it bounces between modern day and
history.
The early 1970s, late 1960s, almost seamlessly.
So I'm guessing based on that description, you've only watched the first episode?
That is correct.
Okay. So episode 2 is a lot about Andy Reid. I just started episode 3 last night. And yeah, it is an absolute run, do not walk.
It is. Dana goes, during the break, she's like, no lie, give it to me. I go, it's a 9.
I also misspoke yesterday. I thought that the rest of the episodes were coming out later in August. It turns out later in August was reported in July. And so the episodes are already out.
No, it is. We're going to watch episode 2, maybe episode 3 tonight.
So my mom said, because I said, hey, have you started this yet? And she's like, duh. She just wrote, it's so good and I love my Patrick so much.
Patrick is prominently featured in episode 1. There's a lot of behind the scenes with him and Brittany, and you see them in their house, and you know, he's driving up to St. Joe in a very nice car.
He's an EP, by the way.
Oh, is he an executive producer of this show?
I think that he is the reason that they got such good access, is they probably went to him and said, hey. Yeah.
If we do this correctly, and... You know.
Now, Sam, am I mistaken? And maybe I had to get up and run to the restroom. There's not a lot of T. Swift in episode 1, if any at all.
Not yet.
Huh.
You think it's coming?
Well, he would know.
Episode 3 is called The Something Era.
Okay.
All right. So, because in all of episode 1, I don't recall seeing her or even a reference to her at all.
And that's probably by design. And I will tell you, last night we were going to start it, but the Royals game was so exciting that we stuck with the Royals game. And then by the time the game was over, it was like, okay, do we start the Kingdom? Let's push that to tomorrow night. Those boys won, and then a certain other team and another team lost, and now the math is looking better than it was.
Yeah, but still horrible.
No. Sam, don't you urinate on my good news.
So it's not as good as you're making it out.
It's not as bad as it was.
They do currently have a winning record, and that is important. But
we basically need an albatross on hole 18 to make it to the playoffs at this point.
A what?
An albatross.
It's did you say albatross?
I said trouss.
It's a tross.
Okay.
Albatross does not rhyme with mouse.
And when the albatross dies, it's a large, heavy bird.
I know what it is. I misspoke. And you hang apologize.
It. Well, it's just creating mayhem on the show.
Please do not pee on my good story. I was so excited last night when they won, and then a couple of other people lost. We need them to keep losing, and we need to keep winning, and I feel like we got some momentum here.
You should go buy a Powerball ticket.
We just kept hitting home runs. It just kept, every time I looked up, we were hitting another home run.
At the current pace, the way I read the standings in the AL, at the moment, only one team out of the Central goes to the playoffs, and that would be the Tigers.
Well, there's still a lot of baseball to be played.
And who hasn't put a Royals jersey back on yet?
I have.
Well, it's the name on the back of your jersey that hasn't been on in a while.
Yes, Caglione has not been on in a while, but it is hanging in
Where is he?
Well, he is killing it in AAA, by the way.
Oh, he got sent back down?
He got sent back down for injury reserve.
But he can still play?
He's had like 5 home runs and 10 doubles or something.
Yeah, he's playing against inferior talent.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. He'll be back, and when he comes back, my jersey comes out. I'm so excited.
Okay. Yes, text line. The Royals do have a very real chance to make the playoffs.
They do.
I have a very real chance to win $48 million tomorrow off 5 numbers on a lottery ticket.
No, did you seriously, as the math person on this show,
Sam,
try to compare your odds of winning the Powerball to us going to the playoffs?
No, it's not comparable. I understand
support
that.
Support our team on this program, and I expect nothing.
Well, hang
less
on. I'm about to be positive for a second. So simmer down.
Your first time. Mark the time. 2:40.
So they currently are at 5-12. Okay, that's their winning percentage.
Okay.
All right. The problem with that is in the East, you've got 3 teams with a higher winning percentage.
Okay.
In the West, you have 2 teams with a higher winning percentage. And the Royals are 3rd in their division. So that means there are 2 teams in their division with a higher winning percentage. They've got to get back up to around 540 or higher if they're going to even have a chance.
They are currently fighting for the 3rd wild card spot, and they do have a very, very real chance, far greater than the Powerball,
thank you,
to achieve that wild card slot.
Which would mean that's a play-in slot.
That is correct.
So they're one and done, unless they get lucky.
Lose. Yeah.
You know, unless they get lucky. It was 20 years ago today that a Sedgwick County judge sentenced Dennis Rader, known as BTK.
Yeah.
To 10 consecutive life terms. This sentence accounted for each murder that Rader committed, starting with the Otero family in Wichita in January of 1974. Rader terrorized the Wichita community for decades until 1991. He later resurfaced with a note that ultimately led to his arrest in February of 2005. I saw this story this morning, and I got to thinking about him and how big of a story this was back in the early 2000s. If he had not been so
narcissistic
and needed the attention that he hadn't received in a long time, he would probably be a free man still today.
Did you not read further down in the story about the subliminal message? And I'm going to pull it up because I want your real-time reaction. Did you know that Cake News in Wichita received special permission from authorities to place a subliminal message in a report on the serial BTK killer at the time, who was still at large, in hopes of getting him to turn himself in? To viewers, the subliminal message looked like a flash of light. But if you slowed it down, you saw it. There it was. It's a photo of horn-rimmed glasses in a flash with the message, "Now call the chief."
Huh.
The thinking that he was such a narcissist that he would go back frame by frame, see that flash of light, go back frame by frame, watch it. And they didn't say why, but they said those spectacles, that there's this photo of these weird horn-rimmed glasses like you would see on...
And they're upside down.
That those glasses had some sort of significance to him. They didn't say what, but that he would know what that meant.
But why is "Now call the chief" so blurred out? I mean, it's...
Because they didn't want...
You can make it out, but it's hard.
Yeah. They didn't want the rest of the world... If you were just making dinner and watching the report, you're not going to see that. But they thought he was such a narcissist that if he saw an odd flash of light, like a jump cut in the story, he would go back, watch it, see those horn-rimmed glasses.
Or maybe
glasses.
It would just be subliminal.
And
he wouldn't have to go back and watch it.
Okay, do you believe that? Do you believe that you can just flash something and somehow your brain picks it up?
Well, let me ask you this. This was the TV station that did this, correct?
Yes.
Did they cross a journalistic line?
No.
You sure about that?
Yes. It was in everybody's best interest to get a homicidal maniac off the streets.
I don't disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
But at what point does a television news station start assisting law enforcement?
From the beginning, because he used those television stations by mailing them taunting photographs. If you guys don't remember this, look it up. He was a sick.
Oh, sick.
My God. He mailed the television stations photos of the missing women's and victims' driver's licenses.
Yep.
It was a cat and mouse. He loved the cat and mouse. And then the TV stations would have to be like, okay, now we're sort of part of the story and we're not comfortable with that, but we have this Barbie doll here with a noose around her neck and we need to call the police. And, you know, it was this weird cat and mouse, and he did. The police.
That is correct.
He used the media.
And he loved it. He loved every minute of it. Yep. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Okay, we went down a rabbit hole during the break. We should not have. But apparently there is evidence dating all the way back to the 1900s, which suggests showing subliminal images can improve behavioral performance.
What do you mean?
Though the behavioral change has been established through multiple publications, we still don't know how the brain processes subliminal images. And they say, like, it really, most of the time, is the flash in between a frame on your television.
You wouldn't have to go back and slow it down.
No, it has to be something that is subconscious, below your conscious level, somehow that your brain still picks it up and will, you know, even if it says something like, and this was one of the early tests they did, eat more popcorn. There was a researcher that tried to show if they slid that into the messaging in the early movie theater days, concession stand sales would go up.
I mean, we hear about it all the time in advertising. The Got Milk campaign?
Yeah?
What about it?
I mean, there's not a whole lot of people who drank milk every single day prior to the Got Milk campaign.
Really?
Sam, we're Americans. We drink milk every day.
I don't.
In coffee, in cereal, in scrambled eggs. There's milk in scrambled eggs.
I don't put milk in my scrambled eggs.
They must taste
listen
terrible.
To this. A guy named Sorjan Pohoga set out to determine the neural underpinnings of subliminal images and how the brain activity changes our behavior. In a recent study, he and colleagues designed a task which would subliminally expose rhesus monkeys to a set of natural images while recording from neurons in the brain. The natural images, such as a photograph of an animal, were embedded for either 2 or 5 consecutive frames. And so you guys, a frame in television.
It goes by in a fraction
of a
second.
The authors found that the subjects could easily identify the images when it was embedded for 5 frames, but subjects only guessed the correct image at chance level when the images were presented for 2, meaning the images were below the subject's threshold for detection, making them subliminal.
In 1957, American cinematographer James Vickery claimed that he increased the sales of Coca-Cola by inserting into his movies a frame that just said, "Drink Coca-Cola."
That's right.
Is there any indication that BTK actually called the chief of police?
No.
Reached out in any way?
They were just throwing
chief of police?
Darts at a board to
see. He may
see.
Not have even been watching Cake News that night.
Might not have.
Could have been watching KWCH.
Absolutely.
Huh. 913-586-7798. Jim in Topeka, what's up, man?
I happen to remember a segment on Laugh In put on by Roland and Martin that the whole thing was these pictures that were put on, like the subliminal deals.
Yeah.
That they were put on so fast that it just looked like a blur. And then you would see, then you would recognize a picture that you thought was on that thing longer, and it wasn't. And the music that they played in the background was classical gas. So it had it moving very fast down through there. And you'd see a picture and you'd recognize what it was. And then it was a blur again. And then you'd recognize another picture. But they were all shown for the same length of time. And that's one of the things that they took the time to explain to us. So, yeah, there really is something to it.
That's interesting. Thank you for the call. What is the difference between a subliminal message and when you are just not paying attention? And let's say there's a song overhead in the background of a store or, you know, something you're not paying attention to. And then later you recall that. Or I said this to Sam, when you get a hankering for an ice cream sandwich. I haven't had one of those in years, but there was an ad for one 4 days ago.
Here's a crazy one. For years on F1 Formula cars, if you looked right behind the driver, you would see what looked like a white barcode.
Okay.
Why are they putting a barcode behind the driver's head?
Yeah.
It looked very similar to the Marlboro writing, and so people bought more cigarettes. It was a Marlboro ad, but it in no way referenced cigarettes. It was just a white barcode.
No way.
Yep.
Huh. Well, I told you guys during the break, the Empire... and I think they're a flooring company, jingle has been in my head for 2 weeks. 588-2300
Empire.
Today.
Has been stuck in my head. I'm not kidding. I was out working in the yard today, and I started going, 588.
The text line's right. That's not really the subliminal messaging because it is so in your face.
But it's not if you're not paying attention to it.
Been That's in true. My head since the 80s.
This is why stores, Sam, like even take like a Macy's, they have big... psychology people that come in and say, here's the music you want to play. Mm-hmm. Here are the colors you want to use. Here's the way you want to display things to make people stay longer.
Here's the way you move the aisles so that you maximize sales.
Isn't that subliminal?
Certainly. Yeah.
The Powerball. Well, go ahead.
It's just like greeters in any business. Walmart.
Yeah.
QT. They say hello. Buckle. They say hello. That is a subliminal message that we see you. Don't steal anything.
Don't you be stealing from us.
Yeah, I'm 88 years old, so watch yourself. You better watch yourself.
Don't go stealing youngin. Nothing now.
I'll be waiting for you when you come out here without going through. The Powerball, by the way, is at $643 million.
Yes, please.
Cash payout of $290 million. No one won last night. This is the highest the Powerball has been all year. The next drawing is tomorrow night. Okay. Two people, one in Arizona, one in Texas, won $1 million prizes last night.
Can you imagine looking at those numbers? And you're going left to right. Yes, yes,
got it,
yes.
Got it, got it. Oh.
I would not be mad about being $1 million richer.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming away in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.